Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Saturday, April 6th. On today's show, a summit between Japan, China, and South Korea is planned to be held in May. Plus, Kishida stated that MPs must work hard to restore trust. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a look at the international political scene, specifically focusing on South Korea, the chair of the trilateral summit between China, Japan, and Korea, which is reportedly planning to hold the summit in May. This comes after a hiatus since the last meeting in December 2019 due to strained relations between Japan and South Korea over forced labor lawsuits and the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Here to discuss this further is Michael, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about the significance of this summit?
Yes, David. This trilateral summit is an important platform for dialogue and cooperation among the three countries. The resumption of the summit is seen as a positive step towards improving relations and addressing regional issues. Japan and South Korea are reportedly keen to urge China to work on North Korea, which is deepening its relationship with Russia and advancing its nuclear and missile development.
What might be China's stance in this summit?
China is wary of the expansion of security cooperation among Japan, the United States, and South Korea. It may use the trilateral summit as a means to restrain this. Beyond economic cooperation and personnel exchanges, the summit is also expected to discuss security issues that go beyond the regional scope, such as the conflict in Ukraine and the situation in the Middle East.
I see. And what about bilateral talks between the leaders of these countries?
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol are also expected to hold bilateral talks. This could be an opportunity to address some of the issues that have strained their relations.
What are some of the unresolved issues between Japan and China that might be addressed in this summit?
There are several unresolved issues between Japan and China, including the discharge of treated water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant and the detention of Japanese nationals in China. Prime Minister Kishida is likely to use the opportunity of the trilateral summit to communicate with China on these issues.
Thanks for that update, Michael. Shifting our focus from China to Japan, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has reiterated his commitment to regain public trust after his Liberal Democratic Party disciplined members involved in a political fundraising scandal. Bella, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China, is here to discuss this further. Can you tell us more about the Prime Minister's stance on this issue?
Certainly, David. During a meeting of the House of Representatives Cabinet Committee, Prime Minister Kishida stated that he must take his responsibility as party leader seriously. He emphasized the need to make efforts to regain trust. This comes after his party disciplined members involved in a scandal related to kickbacks from political fundraising banquets.
And how has the opposition reacted to this?
The opposition Constitutional Democratic Party of Japan is considering submitting a vote of no confidence against the Kishida cabinet in the current Diet session. They plan to intensify their pursuit, which could potentially escalate the confrontation between the ruling and opposition parties.
What did Prime Minister Kishida say about the disciplinary actions taken against the members involved in the scandal?
Kishida explained that the disciplined members, as faction executives, failed to take appropriate measures and allowed the habit of not recording political fund income and expenditure reports for many years. He acknowledged that they bear responsibility for causing a significant political distrust issue. He also pointed out that factors such as positions and amounts cannot be ignored when it comes to disciplinary differences.
What are the plans moving forward?
Prime Minister Kishida reiterated his intention to amend the Political Funds Control Act during the current Diet session. Natsuo Yamaguchi, the leader of Kometo, the LDP's coalition partner, also expressed his willingness to amend the law at a party meeting.
And what has been the response from the opposition party leader?
Kenji Eda, the leader of the Constitutional Democratic Party of Japan, criticized the disciplinary actions against the members as being too light. he suggested that it's up to the public to discipline Prime Minister Kishida and that the power of the people should be demonstrated in the House of Representatives election.
That was Simply Politics from China, reporter Bella. Thanks for the insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.